Don't miss a minute of Ruined It's for Breakfast on our podcast. Thanks to Distinctive Homes, designing and creating your dream home. Distinctivehomes.com.au 104.7 Triple M.
104.7 Adelaide's Triple M. Roo, we've been contacted by the Premier. You know that in recent times it's been announced that Adelaide has become a space hub.
Yep.
I don't know much about it, to be honest, but I believe there's an announcement to be made in connection with that announcement. And yep. We get the Premier on now. Stephen Marshall, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Big announcement from the government today. Big announcement around our ambition to get people into space from Adelaide. Can I tell you about it straight away?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I literally couldn't get to sleep at night knowing how big this actually was. We're going to be transforming the old Holden site, a $350 million redevelopment
wow.
out there. Mm. We're going to be doing that because we are going to be sending people from South Australia into space. In fact, landing on the moon, seven people, six will be astronauts. But the big news, and this has happened in other parts of the world, we're not exclusive here, but we are reserving one of those positions for a member of the public.
So what happens there? They have to go through a training program for a couple of years? Steve, how's this going to work?
It's massive. This will take place in 2021. I'm not going to be out there next week, so Roo, you can't put your hand up. You can't get on this. I'm not sure that you'd pass the test anymore, the beep test. But I'll tell you what, this is going to be massive. One South Australian, because the headquarters is based in South Australia, been able to negotiate this, one South Australian will be going to the moon.
So what about, there'll always be the opposition out there saying, oh, why are we spending money on this? I mean, can you justify doing this?
Look, this is putting us in the centre of a global industry which is worth hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars every single year. This will put Australia on the map. Most importantly, it will put Adelaide on the map. Mm. I couldn't be more excited.
This is unbelievable. So we're going to be the centre of the world. We'll be the centre of the world on that occasion.
People will be talking about this. Yeah. People will be talking about this for generations and generations to come. This is massive. This year is the 50th anniversary of man landing on the moon, and now we're going to have our own lunar expedition from Australia.
Well, I was about to say, it sort of sends goosebumps up my spine, really, because it was 50 years ago. I was a five-year-old in grade one. We all had to watch the TV as Neil Armstrong walked on the moon. So it's quite incredible. Stephen Marshall, the Premier, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure, guys. Excited.
Oh, there we are excited. Ditz, that is unbelievable.
Would you do it?
Oh, I've got a young family, Ditz.
Yeah, I don't know if I could do it.
I don't know if I could do it. But imagine being the next Neil Armstrong.
Mm.
So they're gonna have six highly trained astronauts, you said, plus they're going to give an opportunity for
someone from the public. Incredible.
This would be huge.
What about the other question I've got for you, Roo, right now? Now that we know what the announcement was, what do you call it? Because
the space shuttle, you mean?
Yeah, Neil Armstrong back then, it was called Apollo 11.
Yeah.
And then they ended up, I think they went up to Apollo 13. There was also the Challenger series. They had Challenger rockets go out into space as well. What would you call it?
What would you call the space shuttle? Would you
Elizabeth or something? Because obviously he's talking about the Holden site. Why not?
Well, why not? Might be called Adelaide.
Don't miss a minute of Ruined It's for Breakfast on our podcast. Thanks to Distinctive Homes, designing and creating your dream home. Distinctivehomes.com.au 104.7 Triple M.